Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Ben Burt, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, bunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
All right, everybody, welcome to Dumb People Town. It is a thrill to have this person on the show.
Thank you, guys.
Not you, Dan.
Well, it is always a thrill to have you. God damn.
It is a thrill to have you there. But we have a guest on the show who we've been friends with for a long time, a comedian friend who we've admired her work on top of that, and we've gotten to do other stuff with her, Aisha Tyler. Welcome to the show.
I like how other stuff is just like a whole list.
You've done documentaries with us. You've done podcasts with us.
Insert whatever activities you're fantasizing about.
Group,
multiple podcasts.
Group sex.
Group sex. That was just bonus.
We told you that was a documentary.
I'll do Sklarro Country if you guys come to my weird Saturday afternoon group sex group.
You called it a Sklargy.
No, you guys called it a Sklargy.
You called it a Juman centipede.
I called it a Nobukaki before 5 p.m. is what I called it. You guys broke every rule.
You have a thing for white Jewish men.
I have a thing for dudes. I am an equal opportunity dirty old lady.
You are an equal opportunity dirty old lady.
You are not that old, but
no,
very
I'm not
dirty.
That. Oh, I am. That's I love exactly. how dirty Thank you are. For picking out the important parts of that statement.
That you're not old?
That was the only critical thing that needed to be laid out.
You are so busy all the time. I'm actually super
It's like
happy.
A miracle we got you, but we
you're
got
on 27
you.
TV shows and 16 animated shows and doing a million other things. And
yeah,
I mean, you're
you
amazing.
You can't stay on top of your own life.
I'll just say in
this
general.
This is true. You've clearly been hanging out with my therapist.
Right? We talked to your therapist.
My therapist is literally, just don't come in anymore until you get your shit together. I can't.
Don't come in here.
Yeah, don't come to me. Don't come to me again. I can't. Listen to you anymore.
It's always good when your therapist is like, you know what, I've
don't,
had enough.
Don't come back. I can't.
Is it
like
weird?
You got to clean up for the cleaning lady. Is it weird for you that there are probably a lot of dudes out there who've jerked off to your animated character on Archer?
Is it weird?
Is it weird to walk around with that? Now, do you carry that
deeply
analogy?
Deeply gratifying. Is it like I just raised my sword to the clouds and said, I have the power?
Out of Grayskull?
Yeah.
Do you carry that around in your purse?
No, I don't.
Is there
carry,
enough room?
What is it? What
I don't know.
Is that?
It's just the
what
knowledge
is
that.
What is
knowledge
the physical manifestation
it's,
of that? That
it's like
that
knowledge
conceptual
and pride.
Knowledge.
It's like one of the crystals that goes into like Superman's, you know, his
yeah,
home.
His
that,
console.
Like, opens the door.
Fortress of Solitude.
It's that big and you just stick it in your purse. God, why is my purse so heavy?
Guys, I can't get my Tesla to start. Where's that geyser jizzing crystal that I need? I can't get it to turn on. I don't think about it, but I will, and I don't know why I'm telling the internet this.
Please.
Hey, Mr. Internet.
Hey.
But there's a lot of amateur, like, Archer porn.
Oh, I'm sure.
I am sure about that.
That's anything so animated disturbing. Can just be bastardized
right?
so quickly.
It's so gross.
So easily.
So that's just, and the weird thing is I just can't look at it because I don't want to know how I'm going to, I don't want to have any kind of feelings. I'm hoping I'm repulsed, but if I'm turned on, then it's another trip to my therapist.
You're in a whole other.
Where I'll be rejected for an hour.
You need a new therapist.
Yeah, I do.
You're going to need a therapist to talk about the things that you, in the therapy.
I'd like my therapist to make eye contact with me at some point.
All
that's all I'm saying.
Just,
I don't know. She won't look me in the eye.
Just hold it.
3 seconds is plenty.
Hold your
you
gaze.
And I have already had more eye contact than I've ever
We've
had.
What? We've looked at each other more than you and your
you
therapist.
You know, you're looking deep into my soul right now. It's too much. Too
By
much.
The way, your therapist could learn a lot if she just looked right at you.
True.
Yeah, but
so
then
why?
I just,
you know what's really sucks? Why is she scrolling through her emails?
She's right. She's
That's
so
uncool.
Rude. She's just can you not postmate while we're
you're
like, doing? Can we not?
Like, I don't know.
I would I like just, noodles.
It's never good when
ordering.
Your therapist gives you one of those.
Oh, wow.
Like, it doesn't look up.
Or fights a yawn.
Or you're like, and then this terrible thing happened to me. Oh, that's great. Okay, that's good.
No, no, no.
Good
you're like,
you.
I just don't have time. I don't feel like people really listen to me anymore. And then you hear, like, the plane taking off from an email being sent.
I'm sorry, what are you?
I hear you.
Oh, I totally hear you.
I hear you. I literally, I hear you is like the least hearing statement that could. I hear you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Anytime a therapist says, you do you, that's when you need to leave.
You handle your business, I'm going to handle mine.
You do you.
I think you need to pick somebody else.
Yeah.
More
you need
sensitive.
A therapist. Well, I think most of the people in most of the stories that Dan talks to us have never been to therapy.
No.
Dan brings in stories of people who need to be in therapy.
Let's be their therapist.
Let's try to understand their problems.
So just for my own edification, identification, because I, as we said before we started, I agreed to do this without having any idea what I was getting myself
into.
That's
the best place to be in.
That's the moderate level of affection I have for you guys.
Thank you.
I
love.
So where are these stories coming from?
So Dan fans. Will tell you. Fans. We sort of crowdsource our stories.
They're like, news stories. They're news stories that have been pulled from
local news
Florida.
In Jacksonville or yeah. Tampa yeah. or surprisingly, Oregon has a lot of stories. We were just up in Portland. Thank you to everyone who came out to those shows at Helium.
Wonderful
which is
time.
A great club.
Yeah, Helium's a great club.
Amazing. And all our Portland peeps. But we, you know, we get these stories that just come in, and Oregon does like a lot. They reveal a lot of their police blotter.
Oh,
and we
cool.
just get the details and we go
yeah.
through them.
Yeah, people see them in their hometown or in their paper or their local news sites, and then they go like, oh, this has to be sent to Dumb People Town.
Okay.
And they just hashtag Dumb People Town and at me on Twitter. And then I go through and just find ones that'll be fun for this.
Oh, this is so great, guys.
Yeah.
I'm glad I finally understand what's happening.
Good. You get it.
I mean, not in any kind of grand, meaningful way. Just like a specific.
No, you know what you're doing now.
Yeah, moment in time.
I hear you.
You understand more about what's going on in here than you do.
Did you say I hear you?
I said I hear you.
Did you say I hear you? Oh, Dan. Oh, Dan.
Thank you.
Sent an email. All right.
You do you.
All right, Dan, what do you got?
Here we go. This was sent in by Regina Falange.
Not a real name.
At Regina.
She is Falange.
You think people are using aliases
Regina
on Twitter?
Regina Falange? That's a character from Friends. That's Lisa Kudrow's alt.
Look at this. It's a
what was your character's name on Friends?
Charlie Wheeler.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
Charlie's
yeah.
such a good name for
it really is. Right, for a lady, you know, she's kind of a tomboy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
She's
sexy.
Well, she knows about anthropology.
This real-life person named Regina goes by at Regina underscore Falange.
Mm-hmm. I swear to God, that is not a real name.
Of course,
name.
I know.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. Next one's going to be McFlick. Okay. which is my porn name.
Mick McFlick.
Mick McFlick is a great porn name.
Mick McFlick knows how to take a punch.
Right?
It's also an Irish racial slur.
Oh. It is.
I take it back.
I'm a racist. Okay, here we go.
Corbin, Kentucky.
I love it
already.
This is a person who needs therapy. A bizarre situation brought the Friday morning practice for the Corbin High School track team to a screeching halt. Mm-hmm. Sickness. Canceled classes on Friday. How sick is a school that the entire school was closed down due to sickness?
God, I thought that sickness was the name of like a metal band that one of the kids had started.
Sickness is doing a concert, guys.
Guys, closed down school. Sickness took over the cafeteria. We can't continue. It's just too metal in here.
You guys have kids. Does that ever happen where there's so much sickness going around? They're like, no one come in.
Lice. Can you imagine if like a school, like we cannot have class today because we are just infested with lice.
Because your children are literally
dirty.
Lousy children shot through with lice.
Ugh.
Well, sickness canceled classes on Friday, but the track team still held practice.
Thank God.
The track coach spotted a woman taking off her clothes.
We talked about this on Scarborough Country, and I'm
did?
So glad,
well,
but
we're getting
I'm
to
glad
it in
for you taking
town.
This one. Yeah.
This is excitement.
The track coach spotted a woman taking off her clothes before he could react, which to me is like
20
minutes.
By the way, she's getting ready for the sickness concert.
Yes!
Just flashing them titties.
Just getting ready.
I like that it says before he could react. When you know damn well, he stood there and watched how that played out.
The whole
before thing. He could react.
Before he could react meant like while he was taking photos.
Because
like,
she had on a tearaway tracksuit. It literally took her 3 seconds.
And then she just started doing calisthenics.
Just limbering up.
Yep, limbering up.
Limbering up.
Before he could react, a.k.a. he watched long enough to see how this plays out.
And decide whether to masturbate.
Yeah.
I am making quote fingers.
That's how we all
you know, his question was, can I masturbate with my clothes still on?
Yeah.
Can I do this over the track pants?
Yeah, the track pants are loose. You can already see the elbow.
Is there
of my
an
penis,
area
so
under the
like,
stadium where I still have full
people
full
will
vision.
See my hand moving vigorously inside my vintage 1987 Adidas track pants.
Yeah, bike shorts.
Vintage. Before he could react, the naked woman jumped the chain link fence. I imagine that means climbed up and over, because if she's jumping the fence straight up, that you've got a demon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to me, then it's
naked.
Like that is like a new movie, like a new. She's the new Marvel character.
Just, oh, for sure.
But like, not even that she touched the fence. Like she's nude.
Right.
She crouches.
Yeah.
And just jumps over
and
the
then
hole.
Lands in that kind of like superhero like.
Boom!
Fist
yes.
into
the ground.
Earth.
The whole earth
this
shatters.
Is like an origin
crack.
Story,
exactly,
of a superhero.
Yeah,
she didn't realize she
it
could
gets
do that.
Better and better.
Holy crap!
She jumped the chain link fence and began running with the boys on the track. Mm-hmm. Imagine these 16-year-old boys.
Okay. By the way, this is the difference between like a woman getting naked mm-hmm. in front of a bunch mm-hmm. of boys and a man getting naked in front of the women's track team. Man getting naked would just start trying to have sex with everyone who was running. Well, woman just wants to get her run on.
Get her cardio.
Oh, God. See, I was going to come at it the other way.
Well, let's go.
This is really, this is interesting. Kind of like, you know, psychosocial analysis.
Yeah.
What I was thinking is lady getting naked. Track team can't believe their good fortune.
Right.
Who prayed for naked lady? Because I'm converting to your religion.
That's right. Yep. Right.
You know,
you obviously rubbed the stump, as it were.
Oh, Santa Claus! It took him a while, but he finally brought me my present.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Naked guy running onto track with girls. Half of them shriek and run the other way, and the other half pummel him in there in his nuts with like a pointed fist.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Which girls are doing more of nowadays. Like guys, don't strip and run after teenage girls because they will most likely punch you in the center of your taint.
Or all the girls looked at the one girl who they knew conjured this up.
Right.
Oh, like, the way to go, Jeanette.
Yeah, exactly. You're banned from Ouija. No more Ouija
Ouija. God damn it.
I knew she was bad news.
It's like when Babs lands in that boy's bath or bedroom at the end of Animal House and he looks up and goes, Thank you, God.
Yeah.
Or the scene in Dogma where Chris Rock falls out of the sky and remember Silent Bob. Jay's like, people don't just fall out of the sky, and then he falls out of the sky and he goes, big titty blonde bitches don't just fall out of the sky.
Right? Now you're actually like looking
or
for
young
a type.
Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Young Frankenstein. Or Frankenstein.
Has
where
so
he...
many cultural touch points.
I know.
Police say that Julie Legger never touched her voice.
Legger.
It could be Ledger, but there's. I'm going Legger. It's L-E-G-E-R. Can we go Legger?
She's a runner.
She's legging it. She's legging it out. That's what you call when someone is like trying to beat out an infield single in baseball. He's legging it out.
Yeah.
She's just legging it out.
Legger never touched the boys.
Yeah.
But never touched the boys, but just ran alongside them.
That's right.
No conversation? No eye contact?
Almost protecting them.
Probably too much eye contact, but no conversation.
Well, not eye contact. There were eyes.
For sure.
But nobody looking in the same
direction.
Up here, guys.
My eyes are up here.
Come
Jesus
on, lady.
Christ.
According to Captain Coy Wilson, one of the coaches saw her a couple hundred yards away, I guess, by the softball field.
No way he could have stopped her a couple hundred yards away.
Yeah, let's see
what
happens.
That's two fucking football fields.
Guys, I have angina. Come on now.
I think he only took enough time to lean over, tap Rich, and be like, Rich, look what's coming our way.
Let's
watch this.
There's a naked lady.
Let's see how this plays out.
Dude, I thought you told your cousin she couldn't come here anymore.
Right?
No, it is probably someone's cousin.
Tell her to stop calling me.
She had clothes on. He said he noticed her over there taking her clothes off. Then she just started running towards the track.
Way to take responsibility.
Wait, she didn't run towards the school. But what is she doing? Like, what is she actually trying to do?
She said, well, they say once she got to the track, she was chasing these girls, like growling at them, mumbling some stuff. I couldn't understand what she was saying. It was freaking everybody out. Ethan Sims said, Sims is on the Corbin High School track team.
She starts growling at women.
Women. Girls.
Women. So is it all girls on the track?
No, it's girls and boys.
Okay.
But she's made her way over to the girls now and is growling at them.
God, she's motivated.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
First, she just wants to know who has the baton.
Exactly. Guys, I'm on the third leg.
What's your split?
Speaking of third leg, the male track team.
But she's a lady.
Oh, the male track team. I'm saying the male track team saw her and they were on their way.
Odd way to carry the baton, though. Odd way to carry.
Baby's fist. Maybe not a third leg.
Yeah.
Third tiny little.
Baby carrot.
Fist, baby carrot. Come on.
But it's what, I mean, okay, so she's clearly on something. Are we going to say like bath salts? Is that what it is? Or is
she's on bad brain chemistry.
She's on bad brain chemistry. Yeah. But that's, you don't do that at a high school when something isn't going wrong.
Yeah, but listen to this. She growls at the girls and they're freaked out.
She said, stay away. I've marked those men. I urinated on all of them. That's all mine.
So she runs with the boys and they're like, well, she's not really doing anything that. I mean,
yeah. She's fine. She's just chilling.
Right. She's still wearing shoes. She's Zola butting it.
Captain Coy Wilson says she started chasing them or running with them. Big difference.
Big difference.
Mm-hmm. She never touched anyone or did anything.
I would have loved to have seen her just long jumped and just gotten a ton of sand in her vagina.
You know, I got to tell you something. Having never had sand in my vagina, I can still tell you confidently.
At the beach? You've never had sand in your vagina?
What are you guys, animals?
I don't know.
I've never
keep the J away from the sand, man. Okay.
That makes sense.
It's a straight human pearl action.
Towel down. No
towel
frown.
Towel down. You know.
Towel down. Stop the frown.
Oh, my God.
What if she had just heard that like naked running is like the best way to run barefoot.
She's
naked
been wearing
running.
those Vibram shoes with the five fingers.
She wanted to up it.
And she thought, guys,
and she was like, classes are canceled because sickness is in town playing.
Yep.
I'm going to just go. No one will be there. And then when she got there, she's like, I'm already here. Yep, I'm naked. Well. I might as well
Maybe
run.
Maybe if I growl, these people will clear the tracks.
Get out of here. Get out of my way.
Well, it worked. Everybody
straight paleo, by the way.
Everybody clears the track. So
of course they do.
This is yours, lady.
Yeah,
that's what they said. Everybody ran over here immediately. And they, I love that they go, everyone, this is what it says. Everybody over there ran over here. Such great reporting.
It's good reporting.
Are these direct quotes?
Yes.
Everybody over there ran over here.
Nothing like reading someone give an indirect reference to two places within three words.
But what are you worried? Can't visualize at all.
At all.
But what are you worried about, truthfully?
Yeah, you see she's naked. Like, she doesn't have a knife.
She's concealing a weapon unless it's up there.
No way. Because somebody like that, they could do anything.
Yep. What? Naked running will kill you with their hands.
Yes. No. A woman who runs without supportive bra will bite your face flesh off.
I wasn't even thinking about that. Wouldn't that hurt?
Think about a guy running just like free balling it.
Done it.
Okay, we've done it. Okay, I've never run.
We have done it.
You've done it.
University of Michigan, the naked mile.
Aisha, you and I go way back.
We do. So to like 20 minutes ago.
Ask you a personal question. Have you ever run naked?
In your house, even.
Anywhere like enough to be like, oh, this
hurts
my breast.
To get the phone
in the house, but yeah, like full on protective stance, right?
Breast?
Yes, you got to wrap your arms around your torso and grip tightly. There's no sprinting.
There's no arm movements.
No,
it would hurt.
Yes, yeah. There's no like pre-fontaining with no bra on. No way.
Post-fontaining.
Yeah, that's pre. I was working on another.
I tried to too, and I was.
It's not in there. It's not there. It's just the bottom of the.
It's like a little premature fontaining.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Put it down.
But look, but no one could be that worried. Unless my first thought is if she starts growling and she's naked, she's turning into a werewolf, right?
Oh, God, that would
right?
be, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Isn't that?
Well, she already leapt a 6-foot
jumped a fence.
Yeah, naked.
She's never close. Like, she's going to get down and do the American Werewolf in London.
Yes.
Like, just her
just
back. Just
straight TV
arms
on the radio.
Get longer.
Wolf like me.
TV on the radio.
Yeah, just
radio.
Taking it. Super, like, yeah, super hipster wolf.
Yeah,
you know?
She becomes like a hipster wolf.
She becomes Seawolf. That's another hipster
yeah,
wolf.
She become, yeah, yeah.
What are all the wolf? There was like a ton of like hipster wolf band.
Yeah,
Sea Wolf.
Wolf Mother.
Wolf Parade.
Wolf.
Sea Wolf.
Really?
Yeah.
Sea
Wolf. I'm not joking.
Lots of wolves. Lots of wolves.
Sorry, go ahead.
So everybody over there ran over here immediately, and they got in the field house and locked it, Cameron Sizemore said.
This is an overreaction.
That's a way big overreaction.
Lock the door.
That's deep. Once inside, the coaches called the police as the woman continued to run around the
field.
Guys,
but see, what would be better is if they locked them. It's midday.
Yes.
It's a naked lady.
Yes.
Who is growling but has no visible weapon.
Hasn't touched anybody.
They run away. They hide in a shed.
Uh-huh.
As they're inside the shed, they're thinking, I think we might have overreacted. It's just a naked lady. And then just... She's just punching through
the door.
Solid metal with her bare hands. She rips it out.
See, in my mind, I want some...
That would have been the greatest.
Hey, that would have been
so
great.
All so scared. Okay, how come this is not a... This has to be either a Lifetime movie or the next Marvel comic.
Yes,
she ran.
Both.
She ran.
She's called The Runner.
Oh, no, it's...
Holy...
In my mind, I want there to be some like 73-year-old retired former teacher and coach who just comes out to help time the laps, has not even looked up from his stopwatch, and as she's running around, he's like, keep it up, good pace. Keep it up, good pace. Does not. Everybody is gone. She's the only person still
coming
running.
It's like
turn.
Gary Shapoo.
Coming into the last turn. Now turn it on, afterburners. Yeah. Really give it that
kick.
Last
100
meters.
Go,
last 100 meters.
Go, you got
come
this.
On, that's a PB. That's a PB right there.
Knees up.
PB.
Knees up. Knees up. Knees up.
Nicely done. Good work. Hit the showers.
They call the cops. Once inside, coaches call the cops. She continues to run around. She was probably like, thank God you guys are gone.
Clear the track.
Yep.
Track.
Clear the track.
Yeah.
There you go.
Is she wearing shoes? By the way,
that is not the way you want to be described. She's got the kind of looks that could clear a track.
Well, apparently they weren't because she had to add some growling. You know, she had to add some effects. She had to zhuzh a bit.
One witness said, no clue if they work for the track team, as though everyone else has been indicated. I don't know who this person is. Quote, the kids mostly laughed it off. So they didn't even care.
Right.
Of course they didn't.
Which again goes back to you being like different Sky and Girl.
Yes. Yeah.
Police came to the scene and arrested Julie Legger. She was still, when they arrived, she was still naked and now standing in the parking lot when officers got there.
Yeah.
Police say she would not willingly get in the cruiser and resisted arrest.
Okay. Well, you know why that is. Because she's naked and that vinyl, it's hot.
Oh, it's too hot.
Who knows who else's uncovered vagina was on it?
Let's be honest. If she was a black dude, she'd be shot.
Yeah,
at that point,
you're absolutely right.
She'd be dead.
She would be dead.
A naked black dude running around
and
the
then
track.
He's naked. And
they're like, he was reaching for his gun. I'm
sorry that I thought a black man's penis was a gun.
I'm sorry. It was
huge. That makes me racist.
It was big and black.
It was big and black.
And about to go off. So you tell me.
Oh, guys, it's like a rap lyric.
Okay, so we were in a movie.
Please don't write me letters. Direct them to these guys.
Please direct them to Ask Smart Brothers. Her podcast is called Girl on Guy.
Do not write me. I don't care.
The next sentence here just sums it up. Sums up her entire day. It's one sentence. They ended up having to use a taser on her.
She wasn't fucking around.
You know,
come
she
on.
Started several sentences with they.
Yeah.
She said one thing.
He told me.
She got down in superhero stance, which is a three point stance, right?
Yep. Crouch hand on the ground.
Yep. And she said, come at me, bro.
That's it.
Yes.
And then they tased her.
But you're right.
If it was a black man, dead. And we're laughing about it because we're uncomfortable.
Sure.
It's an uncomfortable soul.
Yes, I'm being serious.
It's true. I'm absolutely being dead serious. That's absolutely true. A black man would not have been able to get a man would have been treated more violently, and a black man would have been shot.
Yeah.
The officers say at the scene say that Julie Legger was incoherent and could not provide them with her name. One of the things I loved most about this story, they posted her picture on Facebook and within minutes got an identification from one of Legger's relatives.
Yeah.
So they literally were just like, who knows her? And then somebody's like, that's Julie for you.
That's mine.
That's Julie for you.
Sorry.
Do they have a picture of her or no?
Legger is charged with resisting arrest, mm-hmm. indecent exposure,
okay.
disorderly conduct,
yep.
public intoxication.
Okay.
Criminal
she was
mischief.
Taken. Also charged with a broken heart. Ooh. She was taken to Baptist Health Corbin for treatment.
Shin splints.
Aisha, we're going to start with you.
Corn
splints.
It's for a game we like.
Those don't exist.
I don't know. Do they exist?
A game we like to play here. How old is Julie Legger?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Man.
We even have a theme song for it. All right. And
we'll play that now. Okay, you guys, you may already know, but I want you to be genuine of what you're
saying. I don't know. I actually can't remember.
Okay, great.
So,
all right, well, then we'll let you go. You want to go first or last? Guest choice.
I'll go first.
Okay.
So we know she was running a lot, so she definitely can't be too old.
Right.
Or
you have an image of her the second we started talking about
her. Yeah, but you know, see, here's the thing. When you see Julie Legger.
And you're going to. After you guys get the age, I will show you her age.
When you see her in your head, you know, and everybody feel the way you want about what I'm about to say. She's definitely white.
Okay.
Yes.
She's probably dirty blonde.
Yes. Mm.
She's probably an age, but looks a lot older because she's been partying hard for a long time.
You ever see one of those ladies
where like the face is busted, but you look down, she could be like 28.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And she's like,
but they're not partying.
Business up top. Party on the bottom.
48
right?
up top.
So this is a hard one because I feel like she looks older than she is.
Okay, good.
And she's fucked up in public,
yep.
which that's a young person's game. It's a young person's game. Old people sit in the house and drink schnapps, right? Uh-huh. You know?
Yeah, they don't get it.
Yeah, they have fights in driveways. They're not out at the track.
Yeah.
Well, unless it's a different type of track that they're out at.
Right? I don't know what that meant.
I call her afternoon a day at the races.
Yeah, you can be over. It's closest to it. It doesn't matter if you're over or not. Whatever you're feeling.
But I also feel like this game is geared around someone like being an age you wouldn't expect.
Okay, so what do you think?
Sometimes it is.
So what do you think? Give us a number.
I hate you guys. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have to do math.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You do. But you've given so much
60.
Great.
60
years old.
You know all those old people that like still run marathons and stuff like that?
Yeah, nobody
that
said
would
fast.
Clear, that was their track.
Yeah, they're just running. No one said she sprinted or she beat anybody. No.
But she did jump a fence.
Also, you did say she never caught up with the group that she was running.
I never said that she did. Jason Sklar.
This woman is 36 years old.
36 years old from Jason Sklar.
3 years older than Jesus.
I think I overbid.
This woman has her whole life ahead of her, and by whole life, I mean 6 years.
How old is she?
She is 24 years old.
24 years old. Okay, I'm going to show you guys the photo.
No, guys, this is going to end.
Julie Legger. looks like this and is 26 years old.
Jesus. It's been a hard life.
It's a hard
life. She
kind of
looks like an adult.
See, what's great is Rebecca she's got Silfen. Her mouth closed, so you can't see that she's the poster child for Faces of Meth. Mouth open.
Faces of Meth.
Her mouth looks like Kong Island, but she's got her mouth closed, so you can't see.
And you know she didn't have a hair tie or anything. Like, that was flowing at you.
She's got no product in her hair or anything.
No, no product. Come on. No scrunchie.
But what
I also like about that is, like, I thought until they apprehended her with a taser, she could have just been like some hippie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, just say, guys, you know, bodies are bodies.
Love.
And come on, man.
Bodies are constricting.
Hey, yeah, but then
I was at Burning Man for a year and no one said anything to me there.
I don't understand why we can't feel that closeness every day
we
of the year.
We place too much
importance.
That
human closeness.
We're covering too much
Let's
of
connect,
ourselves.
Let's connect,
guys. Let's just connect like at Burning Man.
Don't put those logos on your body. Those corporations don't own you.
That's right.
But forever, from this point forward, shoot, forever.
Julie.
26.
Yeah. The growler.
The growler. You spoke right.
I love how, like, immediately people are like, yeah, that's ours.
I'm going to show you guys another picture of her.
She got
I feel
away.
Like for, this is for you. Aisha. Okay. It's a much more accurate picture of her.
Orange is the New Black?
She's literally
growling in that picture.
Faces of Meth.
That's the Julie we know.
Yeah.
Right?
By the way, it looks as if the last crack rock she swallowed went through her neck. Burned a hole in
right through the trach.
Out of her neck.
Oh, Julie.
Guys, I didn't have a stoma this morning, and now I've got to talk through a little whistle. I don't know how did that happen.
Everything
so fast.
Comes out of the old
every time she talks, there's a little
guys,
the old neck hole.
I went to bed normal, woke up with a stoma.
Neck hole.
Man.
Oh, love it. For the record, 5 minute mile.
She did run.
She was pretty fun.
She's the Roger Bannister of crazy naked people running around a track
with holes in their necks.
You gotta be free.
Or the Mary Decker Slaney.
That's our first one.
All right, first story.
It took us an hour and 20
that's
minutes.
That's right. Hey, we are off and running.
Do people interrupt you this much all the time?
Yes.
That's what the show's all about.
They're not as good as you.
No, you're very supportive.
Super talent. Hey, we got the talented Aisha Tyler here.
Hey.
She has an amazing podcast, Girl on Guy. You definitely should be subscribed to that and checking that out.
You should.
Among the other things.
Among all the many other things, and we'll talk more about that when we get back with a little more Dumb People Town.
Stick around, make a sound, there's more Dumb People Town.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Dumb People Town. How come people can follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, Aisha Tyler. All of my handles are AISHATYLER. One word.
Nice.
Everywhere you go.
And they can find out all the stuff you're doing. Are you performing at all? Doing any live performances? No, you aren't.
I'm a jerk.
You gotta do it again.
I know, I miss
I love
it so
your
much.
Stand-up.
I took a break from stand-up. I've been doing it for like 22 years, but
same?
I took a break because I was about the same time.
Yeah.
I took a break just because I was so crazy and I was just sick of like eating bar mix at a Marriott at like 2:30 in the morning on a Saturday off my chest, crying softly while watching Law and Order reruns.
Wow, that's
just a little bit too close to the bone.
Yeah,
drinking like Sauvignon Blanc that I got from the like. Can you just put it in like a bar, like in a keg cup?
Yeah,
in a to-go cup,
in a nice big red, like
in
a kegger
growler.
Cup. Yes. And I was like, I'll just take a year off. And then that just turned into 2 years, and then I directed a film, and so now it's been 3. So I'm definitely going back. It's not like I quit. I just, you know, I love stand-up. It's everything around stand-up I don't relish. It's just the misery of the road.
Well, maybe you just pick your spots. Maybe you ease your way back into it, and you just do a few dates. Like,
Or just do festivals, and then you're just hanging out with friends doing stand-up.
Yeah, and then it's a one-nighter, and you know, I also... my whole life changed in the last couple of years, and so like half of my act is burnt. So I've got to write a new hour.
But I would love to hear the post.
Yeah, I got to do the new stuff.
I would love to hear your take on your life now that it has been somewhat blown up.
Yeah. What was it? Someone was saying that Dana Gould got a divorce so he could get a new hour.
Smart.
if anybody's going to talk about divorce, I want to hear it from him.
Nothing's going on around here, guys. How do I generate some new experiences? But anyway, so
start
I do. I miss it. I miss it a lot. Yeah, just start some shit. Just start some shit at home.
But you're up on the TV. People can see your ass on the TV.
Yeah, you can see all the shows. I'm on a lot of shows.
You're on a lot of shows.
I'm very lucky, by the way, and I don't take any of it.
No, they're fucking lucky to have you.
You're a kind fellow.
Period.
True.
But the most fun thing I just did was I directed a movie.
What is it?
It's called Axis.
Okay.
It's a thriller. It's my first little movie.
Yes.
I kickstarted it.
Yeah, I remember came on our podcast.
Did,
hopefully we made you some money.
You did. You made me $17.34.
That's actually more than I expected. So
15 of it I just took off of someone's desk.
Oh, shit.
When he was
She was in the
studio. She wasn't looking the other way.
Just thanks for crediting us with that.
No, thank you. It was because of you. It's actually kind of have its premiere at the new. The world premiere is going to be at the Sarasota Film Festival the first weekend of April, and then the West Coast premiere is going to be at the Newport Beach Film Festival.
Weekend
of April.
Newport Beach is a great film festival. Good
job. And then
job.
It goes to Nashville. Then it goes to Bentonville, and then hopefully it'll go to Europe, and then it'll be on video on demand.
And if people follow you, they can keep up with those premiere dates and know where to go.
Totally.
What's it called one more time?
Access. AXIS. It's about a drug addict who he kind of burned his life down, and he gets it back together, right? He thinks he has it back together, and then on this one day as he's driving through LA during rush hour, it just completely explodes in his face. His whole life
I love that you directed a movie with a male lead.
Yeah, it's very masculine, this movie.
I love that because to me that's like super unexpected.
Yeah. I picked it to be like, hey, I'm different. It was just story that
this
I love.
This is a story
I wanted
I'm just saying it's phenomenal.
Thank you. Cool. Yeah, I'm really proud of it.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah,
but for a first time director.
Yes.
That is interesting because I think, there are plenty of like women who direct movies that are, it doesn't matter. There's a male lead or whatever. That happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I love that this is your first movie.
Yeah.
You're basically saying like, this is, I could do anything.
Right. Hopefully. And also like, don't, because I think people will look at a director and go like, this person does this and this person does that. And they might assume that I would make a certain kind of film. This is
the year for comedy people to make small films that make a big thing. Jordan Peele, man.
Yeah, Get Out.
Come on.
Like, Jordan Peele.
Great.
Like all of a sudden now.
Yeah.
What's the movie?
Stop it, Dan.
I'm just joking. I love that
movie.
You have
the internet literally sitting inside of your body right now.
Come on, Dan. Dan doesn't read.
Get Out is so damn good.
Yeah.
Get Out
also shows you what you can do in a genre that people have been fully exploited. Do you know what I mean? I think people think like everything's been done in horror, everything's been done in action, whatever it is. There's always new stuff you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because there are all the other genres that are out there that you can bleed into it in very smart and interesting ways.
Right, right.
I love it. All right, Axis is the name of the movie. Keep an eye out for
check
that.
It out.
What do we have for a second story, Dan?
Let's do it. This was sent in by Carlene at Carlener, CARLEENER. Thanks for hashtagging Dumb People Town and sending it my way.
That sounds like a real name to me.
Carlene.
Yes.
Yeah.
We approve.
Carlene.
Carlene.
There's a lot of people in our life who are like, Carlene. Get off the ground.
Stop picking your nose, Carlene.
This is a public place, Carlene.
Carlene.
That's what I was
saying. Take my man.
I was going to say it's the Carlene. Bad version of Jolene.
Carlene. Carlene. Get up off that hill and stop sleeping in your boots.
True story. I could read just the first sentence of this story, and with the four of us, we could do the same amount of time we did on the last one on just the first sentence.
Don't tease. You're a tease is what you are right now. You're teasing us.
Daniel, do it.
A Seattle man is accused of indecent exposure after he allegedly tried to scan his penis at a grocery store self-checkout.
Like a champion!
When they set up self-checkout, they had to know that this would be a concern.
Right, eventually.
Let me just put this up.
But then now you're thinking of it again. What's the stance here, right? Is it like the three-point, like, I don't even need to try stance?
Does he climb up?
Is he like, did he get a milk crate and he's like, stand, he's going to lean.
Yeah,
it's still not. Yep. Come on.
If you are anywhere near the checkout and you hear an unzipping, run.
If you look behind you and the guy has his hand in his pants and you say, what are you doing? He says, getting my produce ready.
No.
Run,
it came up as skirt steak. That's
the
weirdest
thing. And lock yourself inside a shed with your friends and your coat. Oh, my skirt steak. Flap steak.
And because it's Seattle, people were like, just, let him work it out.
Hey, he's got some stuff.
Let him work it out.
Could you imagine, though?
It's raining. He's depressed. Let him have his life.
There's always like four or five self-checkouts together, like in a group. So you could have looked over and just been like, nope.
Yep.
We're cutting. We're going.
We're
leave the milk.
Leave it. Yeah.
We're
we don't
done.
Need it.
We don't need any
of this.
But then it's all like, okay, so I'm sure we'll find out how mentally, solvent this person is.
Yeah. Or attractive.
Oh, yeah. Hello. I don't care about his hotness. Once you've got your dick pressed against a reflective surface, we're not friends.
My question is, what
power
is
his move?
What did his son do?
Is it, though?
His son sitting in the basket of his car. What did he do when he was doing that?
What were you going to say? You said we'll find out.
I was going to say that we're going to find out whether this person's crazy or not, but I think he might have a legitimate concern because the government probably came to his house and put a chip in his dick and they're tracking what his online spending habits are and what his thoughts are and how much he likes watching reruns of Elf.
I want you to direct this
movie.
He just
wants to make sure I think the chip is in my dick. Maybe it's not in my dick.
Two.
I'll find out now.
Chip in my dick. Dick chip.
Dick chip.
There's a chip in my dick.
And the movie poster says chip happened.
That log line is already taken.
For a good time scan.
Twice.
Two different movies.
Just totally Jib Happens. Jib Happens.
Or Dick Happens. Yeah, one or the other. Yeah, that's already been used as well. Ridiculous. No, the
ridiculous.
The savings at this store are ridiculous.
I think we just got our next project. So,
just got your next project.
Self cock out.
Oh, nicely done.
Christian Fisher. Christian Fisher.
Is he a Christian?
Christian Fisher, now your time has come.
Yeah, that's just a Christian.
That was good.
Christian Fisher. He's had to have heard that in his life, right?
Yeah, I guess they're not that close.
Close to me. Christian Fisher.
It's enough to take your dick out of the supermarket. That's how much.
If one more person sings that to me. This is what I love, too. Ready for the second thing? This is how they set this up. Christian Fisher strolled into Quality Food Center. I hope that there is closed circuit television of him just strolling up.
Whistling.
Guys,
he's pimp walking in. He's been watching some old, like, Snoop videos, and he's just got his crimp
my ride
on, and oh, it's just a Saturday afternoon.
Christian Fisher strolled
Diamond
into
in the back, sun rooftop, digging the scene
with the gangsta lean.
Yep, strolled into Quality Food Center on Wednesday evening, and ended up at the self checkout. Ended up as though he was forced there.
He just finally.
Yeah, thank God he didn't do it with. You know, like sitting on the conveyor belt with an actual person.
Guys, how alarming would that be?
That would have been.
It's like a penis.
Do you have anything else you want to declare?
Just this.
Thump.
After placing his penis on the scanner, mm-hmm. Christian Fisher called over a female employee who understandably reacted in shock, which means he took it out and then was like, can I get a little
price check? Well, no, it probably said on the computer, and please ask for assistance.
The scanner's broken. It's not working.
Do you need a bag for this item?
Yeah. But he's definitely a shower, not a grower. Like, you know,
I think we're all assuming that this was an impressive display.
It was probably a very tiny.
He might have worked it up, though.
What if barely was touching?
Just the very tip. Just the tip.
She walks over and she's like, mushrooms, you have to buy those in a big...
You can't just buy one mushroom.
No.
One mushroom and two olives.
We don't sell those individually. Where'd you get that?
Sorry, you opened the jar, you took the olives out. That's not allowed. You're adorable.
So the man calls over a female employee who understandably reacted in shock. All the while, Christian Fisher was, quote, laughing and did not make any attempts to stow away his blatantly exposed genitalia.
I do like the fact that it is, like, suddenly now become something that he's got to smuggle out of there.
Yeah, and I also like the thinly veiled alarm and disbelief of whoever's writing this piece, because once he's got his dick out and he's put it on the scanner, everything else is pretty much indicated. I can't believe he didn't put his dick away.
He's not sensibly.
They don't let that go in their report to their manager.
Big plan. I'm going to put my dick on the scanner. I'm going to call the lady over. It's going to be awesome.
Can I say to everybody out there in Dumb People Town that listens to this show and works at a grocery store or any sort of public place,
and
if anyone calls you over and is laughing uncontrollably,
don't go. I don't care what it is.
Mm-hmm. Public uncontrolled laughing, give that person a big...
They are not going to ask you for a book of stamps.
No,
not at all.
I thought that was a deep dive there, by the way. So
that's what I usually do when I call someone over. I'm like, a book stamp?
You lose
but
it.
Also,
can you cash a check?
Also, like, if you pulled your dick out, your intention is to keep it out.
Yeah.
It wasn't like his dick fell out by accident.
No.
And then he made no attempt to stow his penis.
Stow it away means like put it somewhere where people can't find it.
It also makes it sound huge to me. Stow it away.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm confident this guy's penis is average.
It's like he's harboring a fugitive.
Because if you've got a big one, you don't need anybody to see it.
No.
You know what you got going on.
What did Walter Payton say?
You know you're packing heat.
What did Walter Payton say?
When you're good at something, you tell everyone. When you're great at something, they tell you.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Sweetness. Same thing goes for penises.
Sweetness. Afterward, I guess he was like, I'm done.
All right. Okay.
Good here. Thank you guys.
I feel like the bit's over.
Yeah.
Right? He's like, I don't. Anybody got any tags? Anybody want
to? Is there anybody else who needs to come over and see this?
Okay.
I'm good. Can't some of those self checkouts weigh things? Well, maybe he was trying to weigh his dick.
No, it's all barcodes, right? It's all barcodes.
Right. Yeah, there's no scale.
It's barcodes. There's a scale under your bag.
There's a scale that's like separate to it.
Well,
but it's
not... So you know, you scan it. Why do I know so much about it? Because I hate interacting with human beings.
Right.
I go to the Home Depot. I'm like, can I get in and out without ever speaking to a person? Which you can, even when you need to find a human being.
But don't people come up to you?
No, because I just look large and slightly masculine. Like, oh, James Harden's in here.
James Harden shaved? No way.
He shaved his beard. What's up with that? So
I thought he was a Hasidic Jew.
You scanned it. Yeah, he's the payas are missing. So you go and you scan, and then you have to drop it into the bag, and the scale affirms.
There's the scale on the thing.
The scale affirms that you actually are, you know, the thing you're taking with you. You paid for it.
Welcome back to Grocer Talk.
The grocer scam.
My nerve food is strong.
So anyway. Afterwards,
definitely.
He left the store before authorities arrived. He had a plan.
He had a whole plan. This bit, he wrote it out.
Yeah, no,
he ran it by a few other people.
Mental checklist is...
He is not here to disappoint you because he later returned and got aggressive with staff that escorted him out. So he left and was like,
you know what, I should go back.
I should go back.
Guys.
I don't like how I was treated on my way out.
I don't feel like that bit landed the way that I wanted.
Let me go back.
I just want to come back.
Let me go back and try again.
You know how like when you audition for something
and you're in your car and you're in your car later going and doing like the
Can I get one more for me?
Can I just take one more run? I know you're not going to hire me, but can I just take one more run at this?
I just need it so that I know.
That's what he said to the store too. Hey guys, I know you're not even going to read my application.
I just need to do it again. Just for me.
The suspect fled once again because he was escorted out.
Of course.
This is what I love. But officers found him sleeping down the street.
Yeah, nice.
There's where the plan ran out.
By the way, sleeping down the street should never be a phrase that describes you in your life ever.
No.
I just feel like he was like, job well done. Now it's time to nap it out.
Little me time.
Well, you know when that feeling where just like that warm glow washes over you where you just feel like, mission accomplished?
Yep.
Jay, just curl up under this bush.
Jay, describe, no. Describe your night last night.
Two nights ago, we did shows in Portland and finished shows around 1:30. Had to have a drink because that's what you do after
you're a grown up.
Because you're a grown up.
Had our drinks. I got a call at about right as we're about to leave to go back to our hotel to sleep for 2 hours before we get on a flight back to LA. Call from my wife that she's at the emergency room with both our kids because she has to and my 3-year-old. I come home.
I'm sorry, both of your kids and your 3-year-old?
No, but my 3-year-old's there. My son, of course, has to come along because she's got to go. So they're there. They go to the emergency room. Fine. The next day, she's still sick and starts throwing up last night. I take her to the emergency room at like 12 o'clock. We're there until like 1:30. We were there at like 10 o'clock till like 1:30 in the morning. She wakes up from sleeping on me.
She's thrown up all over you.
Thrown up all over me. And that cool sweatshirt. All over that. And we're just laying in throw up. It's like 1:30 in the morning. And like, at that point, I'm like, I deserve a sleep.
Yeah,
somewhere.
You deserve a sleep somewhere.
Because I didn't sleep at all last night.
But you only got what, like 2 hours?
2 hours last night.
So this morning, he calls me and tells me all this, and I'm like, oh, dude, sleep until we come and do this podcast. I'll take care of everything you sleep. And he was like, I can't.
I literally cannot.
I can't sleep.
I woke up. I'm like, I'm up now.
Jay has gotten 4 collective hours of sleep in 2 nights.
That's not okay.
How does this guy... Put his dick on a thing and then go down outside and just falls asleep.
I don't get it. I'm envious of this guy.
Because
his ability to nap.
He's sleeping the sleep of the don't have shit to do.
Right.
You guys, you got mortgages, you got babies, you got expensive
Christian
sweatshirts.
Christian Fisher has no bills.
No.
And then if he does, they're in default.
Yeah.
Mo money, mo problems.
Seriously.
He definitely has a t-shirt that says gone fishering.
Fisher King.
Yes.
Cops collared him, he shouted, quote, I didn't whip my cock out. If that's the first thing you're saying to cops,
but you wake up like that, I didn't whip my cock out.
I didn't whip my cock out.
Photo record.
We were just asking you where you
just, are you okay?
Yeah,
just
asking you. Okay. And then you responded with, I didn't whip my cock out.
If I had a nickel for how many times?
Yeah. So that's a conversation starter?
Yes. Guys, let me just say
that is a baddie harmony date.
I did not whip my cock out.
Fisher, who was booked in the county jail for assault and indecent exposure, has been arrested 4 other times this month for burglary, assault, and obstruction. Mm-hmm. One more time, let's re-rack them. How old is Christian Fisher?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age, guess the age.
Got arrested for trying to stick his balls in an ATM.
as well.
That's, that
yeah,
is true.
Did. All right. Just trying to make a deposit. Just trying to make a deposit.
You need like a coffee stirrer or a popsicle stick to do that. That's like a lot
need
of
help.
Work.
You need help.
Popsicle stick.
I need a third hand like here. It keeps coming back out.
Like, you can use that popsicle stick. Can I get that popsicle stick when you're done with that?
When you're done with that lollipop, just give me the stick.
It's like a vending machine that keeps rejecting a dollar. That noise.
Oh my God. Randy, you have the table as winning the last time. Do you want to go first or last?
Wrong noise, though. It's like, woo, 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 woo. All right.
I think this guy is old. I think this guy's 53 years old.
53 yep. years old. Just this wanted to see if he still had it.
This is all he's got at
okay.
this point.
Jason?
I don't think he's that old. I think he's 41.
41 years yeah. old. Okay.
23.
23.
23 years old.
Because it's just... Old guys don't call their penises their cock. That cock. That's like a young
that's
man.
True. That's
like
a great truth. That's true.
Wow, man.
Christian Fisher.
It's good investigative reporting.
31 years old. Aisha Tyler.
Right. Yay!
She was on it.
He's young. Yes, living that like young hobo life.
His Saturn has just returned.
He's young enough to be wearing a flat billed hat.
Let's yeah. Oh, yeah. yeah. No, he's got a shirt that says, like, sorry for partying on
yes.
it.
Right.
Sorry
yeah.
for partying.
I'm in Miami, bitch, or something like that. He's just, like, curled up under a bush on the street.
I want an I am a Miami, bitch shirt right now. I want that shirt.
That is a fluorescent tank top.
It's fluorescent right. tank top, all different colors, with the deep arm scoop.
He's wearing flip flops.
Tits
definitely
on the side. Yeah.
Side boob.
Yeah,
deep arm
smoked,
scoop.
He smoked the wrong cigarette last
yeah.
night.
All right. Yeah. Fine.
Jeez. Yeah.
That's the second story, boys.
I love it.
I enjoyed it.
So glad you're here.
I enjoyed it very much.
All right. We have one more story. And then later, we got a voicemail from the great Kris Kristofferson. I don't know how much interaction you've had with him throughout your career.
That's Michael McDonald. That's Michael McDonald. All those guys from that era, and I know I sound racist, they all look and sound a little bit the same. Kind of salt and pepper hair, weird beard.
Different bearded guys.
Kris Kristofferson, way before Michael McDonald.
Okay. Kris Kristofferson really? Was like McDonald's Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson in movies and
isn't
stuff.
Isn't Kris Kristofferson one of the Highwaymen too?
Was it? Do you sing Islands in the Stream?
That's
no,
Kenny.
That was Kenny
See?
Rogers.
Another guy that looks like
also
the other guy.
Also
on their beard.
Come on, guys. He's from the same factory.
Is it Lil Wayne or is it Lil the other guy?
Lil John?
Lil
Cease?
Yes.
All right. Anyway, so we come back.
He was literally, to say it, to quote Lil John, it was a Lil Wayne.
You don't know.
Kris Kristofferson. He was turned down for what? And we're going to tell you
find
what.
Out what happened.
He'll let you know in this voicemail.
Or Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Dumb People Town. We want to remind people real quick that we're actually going to be in Austin, Texas at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival.
Ooh.
Very
super
excited.
Fun.
Going to do a live Dumb People Town there. We don't have our guest yet. We're going to figuring that out as we speak, but we'll let you guys know.
We're going to be doing the ping pong tournament.
Hosting the ping pong tournament. We're going to be doing a headlining set. Dan's going to be out there doing stand-up, which will be fantastic. So please come and see us there. That's, I believe, April 20th through the 22nd. And then we are going to be in Kansas City. Newly announced.
First time ever
at the Kansas City Improv will be there.
Oh, that's great.
That'll be March 11th through the 13th. We're going to do a Finding the Funny in Kansas City. I'm excited about that. And then we're sort of putting the rest of our schedule together. We might be in Tulsa, Oklahoma for a comedy festival at the beginning of September. We're trying to get out to the Hell Yes Fest in
New Orleans
and make that happen. I know we want to get back to St. Louis. We want to get to Bloomington. Alaska has been kind of floating around.
This
we'll sort of put it all out.
Spotty.
Yeah, it's cool. It's fine. But
Kansas
it's good.
City, Austin, Tulsa, Bloomington,
Indiana.
By the way, Bloomington, I'm not trying to beat up on you. I'm just
it's a great club there.
Really
saying
good club.
It was. You took a big left turn.
Burlington, Vermont.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Ann Arbor.
Before we get into it, I want to let everybody know this is just announced on 4/20, right before Moon Tower Fest. I'll be headlining at the Secret Group in Houston, Texas.
Yeah,
so
go
if you
see
go
Dan.
To the
Dan's
Secret
gonna be
Group,
headlining
on my Twitter.
A joint on 4/20.
Yes, 4/20.
At least an edible.
Good show.
You guys should.
Your comedy is very snackable.
Thanks.
Oh,
very
edible. Nice.
I'll take it.
So check all that stuff out. And on this podcast, for this one, which, you know, if there are Aisha Tyler fans who are coming to this podcast, go back and listen to the rest of them. Rate it, review it.
That if you listen to this podcast, you like it, and you haven't rated and reviewed it, that helps us so much. It
takes 30 seconds. Give us a nice little review.
And tell a friend if you're digging it. Tell a friend and get them on board. All right, Dan, what do you got for the last story?
Yes. Sent in by Joe Berryhill at Shiz, S-H-I-Z, underscore, Maldonado.
Shiz Maldonado.
I don't understand Candy Maldonado. How those two
Candy Maldonado
stuff.
Was a baseball player. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
There we go, Shiz.
Thanks for...
I don't know Shiz about Candy Maldonado.
Indianapolis, Indiana. Two brothers took magic mushrooms, got naked, and then caused havoc around an Indianapolis apartment complex, according to court documents.
So there's a lot of nakedness in this episode.
Nudity in this show,
yeah,
guys.
There is.
I should have been warned about the ratings level.
I know. This is
here.
A very R show.
It is.
But yeah, so
well, maybe it's more of a comment in our society that like we are trying to restrict
put too much clothes.
Too much or
clothes.
Just shed like societal
yes,
expectations of who we are
we
and
need
free
to get,
ourselves.
We need to get back to who we are.
Yes.
Let's get back to the Garden of Eden.
Just to let
is
those,
what they thought when they were tripping balls.
Flap away.
Have you ever done mushrooms? Are you allowed to talk about it?
I don't know. I mean, I suppose I am. I did, in college. Doesn't
sure.
everybody do stuff like that in college?
Sure. Yeah, we tried them.
I'm not running for office now.
I've never done them.
I've done mushrooms. I've done a lot, but I've done mushrooms and I've never done cocaine. Never done
good,
cocaine.
Good, and you shouldn't, because that's for rich people.
That's for rich people.
For assholes.
Yeah, it's one of those things where if you do it once, and you like it, you're gonna want to do it again.
That's
and
the
then
thing.
It, and then it's just it's
I,
a habit.
I just remember when I was young, like seeing people were doing it and thinking, like, I can't afford to do that drug. Like that's not for me. You know, I don't have the disposable income to be that person.
Yeah. I just remember a dude, and I'll call him out by name because I could give a shit. Donald Trump, comedian in New York. This kid, Josh Speer. I remember we were hanging
he's
out.
He's married and has children
yeah,
and is running for senator.
Trying
so thank you for that.
Life,
yeah.
No.
I just remember we were out with him one night and we were sort of friends with him. We were out. He's a fellow comic and, he was really nice. We were hanging out. We're all sitting at a table. Like, I think we're watching a music show or something like that. He's like, I go to the bathroom, goes to the bathroom, comes back. And he is the biggest asshole in the world.
Oh my God.
And how much you pay for your t-shirt?
It's your shirt.
What's your shirt? For your shirt? How much you pay for that?
I'm like, I don't know.
$40? $30?
He's like, the shirt sucks, man.
That's stupid. I could go downtown and get like 12 of those shirts for $3.
You guys have no fashion sense. You guys are idiots. This is fucking
I hate
glad
this
you.
Guy.
I'm glad you outed him now. Well, I was on the fence until this
point. I have to say, I look back at my clothes that time. I'm like,
he's kind of right.
Right.
Whatever.
And he did have good fashion sense, but that's not how you say it. And we were like, oh man.
Oh, you must have done a lot of coke.
Just did a lot of coke in the bathroom. And I noticing that personality shift so much, I was like,
Who wants to be that
he
guy?
Might be loving it right now, but no one else is loving it right now.
Also, like, if you're going and doing secret cocaine, you have a problem.
Right.
Like, I'm not a counselor, but
right.
I'm like, it, yeah. like
this
drugs
isn't
generally
enough.
Or whatever, if you're having drinks.
Social. Yeah. It should be
it's
in front of people.
It's a social thing. You have drinks with your friends. You have beers with your friends. I don't know about cocaine, but I'm assuming you do it with your friends, and then you're all dicks at one time, and no one can be mad at anybody.
Anything you're doing alone speaks to a different issue.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah. It's not the good time. You're not going for the
hole,
good time.
Man. Trying to fill up that hole.
It's a difference.
Mushrooms, I did. I remember we went to a party at Michigan and there was magic mushroom tea. And so you weren't even eating the mushrooms.
To distinguish it from the more pedestrian,
regular, just eating
food mushroom
just
tea.
Yeah. Eating
mushroom
the actual
tea.
Mushrooms.
These are not
mushroom
magic.
Tea.
They have no magic properties.
We drank the tea at like, I don't know, midnight. It was a dumb idea. And then like 4 a.m, I couldn't sleep. And another friend of mine in our house was like, I'm like, are you freaking out right now? He's like, kind of. I'm like, let's take a walk. Start taking a walk. And we ended up in Michigan Stadium, 100,000 seats. Jason. That was a mistake. Somehow we got in. We just walked in. I don't know how we got
somehow.
In. We were out on the field.
That's not.
And I'm like,
that's illegal.
This is too big. I was like, this thing feels too big for
we're
me.
We're too small in here. We're too small in
and
here.
And I started freaking out. I'm like, I'm never going to come back down again. That was the part of it that I couldn't tolerate. And that's the part when I ultimately have those conversations with my kids, I'm going to be like, it's not fun to feel that out of control, and I'll scare them into saying there are times you'll never come back.
Well,
I mean, that's what scared me.
But the thing is that it does affect your brain chemistry. And
forever.
I think that, you know, you can do the thing where you're like, don't do it, you'll die. Or you can say, like, when you take these drugs, it affects the way your brain functions, and it will never function the same way again afterwards.
Yeah.
And if you do it enough times, you're going to break yourself. You're going to break your brain. And that's true. I mean, especially the drugs that mess with your serotonin.
Sure.
You don't make serotonin anymore. So, you know, everyone's so happy on ecstasy. And then for the next 7 months, they're eating like dirt out of their front, like, you know, meridian strip.
And then we're
trying
talking
to find
about
them
on this show.
When will life mean something again?
Well,
if
you do mushrooms in Indianapolis, something fun's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's all you're looking for is a good time. Noah Batts, 24, and Timothy Batts, 21.
Brothers.
They're close,
the
though. Bats, they're good
brothers.
Friends. They're buddies.
The Bats,
they like
brothers.
Each other.
Bats brothers. Pleaded not guilty Wednesday to a combined 17 charges, including public nudity, battery, and resisting arrest. This all stems from events at the Lighthouse Landings Apartments. No one moved into there thinking this was going to happen.
Sounds like
totally
Lighthouse
totally landlocked
friendly
Indianapolis.
Community.
Yeah. Yep.
Cozy.
Lighthouse Landings Apartments.
You know, when you think about Indianapolis, it's like the main of the Midwest.
Yeah, you
just
know,
lighthouses.
If you go to Indianapolis, you need to take the Lighthouse Tour.
So
a tour of some of the most beautiful lighthouses.
Windmills and lighthouses. That's
I'm
all you do.
I'm stuck on Christian putting his dick into a vending machine. Blorp. I'm trying to come up with the right sound. Yeah. Blorp, blorp, yeah. Blorp, blorp. Okay. Yeah, there we go.
This took place at the Lighthouse Landings Apartment on Indy's South Side Sunday. A Sunday afternoon at the Lighthouse Landings Apartment.
It was from Saturday night. It was from Saturday.
Let's mix it up, though. Yeah. It's Sunday. It's Sunday fun day. Let's make something happen.
Right.
It's
too slow.
Mm-hmm. We knew it was something beyond just being drunk or high. It was something heavy duty. Mm-hmm. Not a good batch of whatever he got, said witness Amy Payton. Who's also telling people they're great, not good, who also recorded parts of the ordeal. She recorded parts of the ordeal. She's like, these guys are going to want to see this later.
Yeah.
According to court documents, one neighbor came outside her apartment to find the men naked and on top of each other, yelling at her, quote, look at us. Look at us.
That's fun.
That's
fun.
A Christmas card.
Jason and I will not touch each other.
They're
like,
not
we won't even like
anybody.
Hug each
no,
other
no,
on top
no,
of each
no,
other.
No penis
look
touching
at us.
For you guys? No
naked.
Penis touching?
You
guys,
come out of your
guys,
apartment.
Your penises were touching for 9 months. I suggest
know.
You get used to it.
That's enough.
Yeah,
look
that's
at
plenty.
Us.
Look at us.
You walk out of your house to get into your Chrysler Pacifica, and there's two naked 20-year-old brothers on top of each other yelling, look at us.
Which, by the way, is a great show.
But then nothing after that, like, and this is what we're doing.
Yeah. Just like a toddler who's like, I did it.
Yeah.
I did it.
I made a poo-poo. Yeah.
Look at us. I love that. I love that sitcom. Look at us.
Look at us.
It's not a sitcom. It's a drama on NBC.
The fact, and I don't know why I know this, but you know, there is a brother. Oh, see why? I'm sorry, guys.
Do it.
There is a twin brother porn team.
No.
There's a twin brother porn team.
Why?
Yeah. And they do it with each other.
No.
They're really famous. They're really, really famous.
What are their names?
I don't know. Blonde weirdos.
They're the Bats Brothers.
Someone, Bats Brothers. This is the beginning of their career.
What if they're the Butts Brothers?
That was nice, though. I'll take it.
The Bats Brothers.
Yeah. Like
we'll allow
there. You couldn't just leave it sitting there.
She just became like a comedy judge. She's like, I'll allow it.
And I'm sorry, because contextually, I was just thinking about the Bats Brothers, and I didn't want you guys to know that there were two twins were having sex with each other, but they are very, very popular.
Yeah.
It's just because of the oddity of it, right? So there's this thing that's odd, which is two brothers, you know, naked and intertwined.
Yes.
And I get why they would say, hey, look at us, look at us. They didn't have the words to say, this is unusual, and you're probably not going to see it again in the future. This is an unusual
and also
configuration.
It's good.
Someone's like, from the distance, they're like, there's already a twin brother.
Guys, I've seen it. I've seen it on
seen
the
it.
Internet. I don't
but
need to
they're
see it
too
again.
Far away for them to hear it. They're like, what?
Or it's just me on my phone. Right? Like,
what?
I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it now.
What
is
there's already
say?
A twin brother duo
it's
that
does been done,
what?
Guys.
That does
it's
what?
Been done.
That does what?
Look at us.
That does what? Look at us.
I bet they don't do this. I bet they don't do this.
They do a lot more than that.
What about this?
I'll send you the URL, guys. I'll send you the link.
What's going on here, guys? Are we? Are these the Are these the porn guys?
No, they're just from the apartment.
They're just
from the apartment.
They're not as good looking as those guys.
I would also like to tell all of our dumb people, townie, list, all of our friends
I'm
out there.
Look it up,
please.
Right
look
now.
It up.
You do not need to tweet at us
porn.
Any sort of work.
Don't send,
of theirs.
Don't send links because
I
we
also
could,
think
you know why? Because we can find them on our own.
Yep, we got
Thank
them on
you.
Our own.
We already have it.
Got them on our own.
Yep.
Jay, you're gonna want that search in your phone.
Yep.
The government is definitely not gonna see anything on your phone until they repeal that law. So you've got like 6 months.
As Amy Payton walked to her car, she said that Noah Bats ran after her and punched her.
Oh, he did.
Off of Team Bats.
They were playful and fun, and then they turned into dicks, just like your friend went into the bathroom.
I don't condone any man hitting any woman. Mm-hmm. Period.
I don't, or
but
anybody.
She did not look at them when they asked.
They repeatedly asked.
I need your attention.
Look
at us. Come on. Our dicks are touching. Why won't you look?
But the dumb part of me, this
I
is
need
this
to see
you don't even know. No, Jason's about to say that he doesn't know how to Google.
I don't want
to
watch them do it, but like, this is the dumb part of me is like, I want to read some articles about these guys. Like, I want to read what kind of press they
the
have.
The thing is, you
Meanwhile,
don't want
they don't
watch.
Have press. Like, the only thing that come just up porn. Are their videos.
The
videos.
The thing about it is, look.
I'm going to Images.
It's wrong and it's probably illegal.
Going to Images.
Although I guess they're both adults.
It might depend on the state.
But you're curious. You're curious. Don't lie that you're not curious.
Not anymore.
No.
I'll say this.
That's just curiosity's been
I'm
satisfied.
I'm not curious enough.
They're white.
Now I'm
they're
not.
White.
By the way, the sound.
They're white. That was weird.
I just said they're white. The sound of what you just heard was the sound of Jason seeing somebody cross a line.
Yeah.
I was like,
and you can't unsee it, Jay. That's in your
by
file.
By the way, totally
guys,
support gay
now
rights.
Now I'm Googling it because I'm so...
Totally, I support,
I do too.
I support it to the max.
What?
Of course.
I support everything. What I just saw because they're brothers.
It's just because they're brothers.
That's the worst part of it.
I will discriminate the shit out of
it. I love gay porn because there's no ladies in there messing up my view of all the dudes.
I like other stuff.
Feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
But my point is, it's terrible and it's not illegal, but it does feel wrong. But you are curious about it. They have cornered the market on twin hot gay brother porn.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Yep. I mean, if that's
a
market,
true statement.
That's a true statement. It's
are
just
there
a statement of fact.
Are there any corners in that market? To me, it feels like a round room.
Oh, yeah. I don't even think that these are the guys. I think there must be more than
There's
one
more
set.
Than,
no.
So they don't have it cornered.
Oh no, that's not the same thing. There's more than one.
So they punch her as she's going to her car, which has got to be the most terrifying thing in the world. Again, difference between naked men running after women and naked women after running.
She just wanted to run with the team.
She just wanted to run with the team and start growling at some girls. He's got to go up and start.
Oh, because he wasn't looked at. The brothers are also accused of threatening to kill the apartment's complex assistant. Mandated. They're really giving Shrooms a bad name.
That guy deserved to die. Let me just say that guy deserved
to die. You must be friends with your buddy, Jay Shear.
Josh Spear.
Josh Spear.
I like Jay Shear.
She told police she went to tell other residents to stay away from the two men, and when she did, one brother began banging on her car and screaming, "I'm going to kill you."
Mm-hmm.
This has got to be more than shrooms. She also told police she saw the brothers grab onto each other's head and passionately begin making out with one another front of the dumpster.
You can't see me, but
the dumpster is the worst part.
Biggest touchdown arm
shape. She supports it 100%.
Maybe this is the second time in this episode we have another origin story.
Yeah.
Yes.
Could be the beginning.
If this was the Wonder Twins, origin story.
Oh, they just go in with Wonder Twins.
Powers
activate. Look at us!
A dumb bro. Shape of a dumb bro.
Several other neighbors told police the men had damaged their cars.
Where's Gleek in all of
Gleek, the monkey.
They're accused of breaking into several open vehicles, getting inside and damaging items and getting blood. This started, guys.
So fun, so playful.
Let's not forget that this started with two brothers on a Sunday afternoon being like,
"What do you
want to
do?
Shrooms?
What do you want to do today?
You want to try shrooms?
I don't know.
I can't play anywhere World of Warcraft, so what do you
think?
Call of Duty, buddy? I don't have the new Call of Duty. What
I know so many people have done shrooms that you don't even leave your house. Like, your whole apartment
people
becomes like an adventure.
Shrooms are friendly.
This
they
is
are.
The
They're
most.
They had to have done more.
Active. It was shrooms cut with bath salts.
Cut with bath salts.
It is very bath salty.
Bath salts cut with shrooms.
Bath salts.
It is bath salty.
Or like, you know, we ever bought that truffle salt?
Yes.
It was like all bath salts with an essence of
truffles. Shroom truffles.
Quote, "It's frustrating," Amy Payton said. That's a one way to put it.
To get punched by a naked guy?
She's got things under control, though. Yeah. She's not reacting with rage.
It's frustrating.
Wait.
It's frustrating to get punched by a naked guy?
It's frustrating when you're trying to take a nap and somebody won't stop working outside. That's frustrating.
It's frustrating when you're trying to go to sleep and the birds are too loud outside.
It's frustrating when you're trying to scan your dick in a Home Depot and the scanner's not responding.
Can't even get a laugh back.
Right? Can't even get one guy in the back with a laugh.
It is terrifying to be punched by a
it's
naked
It's frustrating
guy.
To
on
get
drugs.
To continue to get junk mail when you've already unsubscribed
right,
from something.
Yeah.
That's frustrating. It's frustrating to get phone calls from like courtesy political groups.
When you've already put yourself on the do not call list.
At dinner.
Yeah.
It is frustrating.
It is more than frustrating to get punched by a naked guy.
You know. Amy Payton said, "It's not the type of neighborhood we live in." I beg to differ, Amy.
Yeah,
it is now the type of neighborhood you live in.
This defines your neighborhood.
That's why people always be like, "This kind of stuff doesn't happen here," and you're like to be like, "This kind of stuff didn't happen here."
Yeah, exactly.
It does happen.
A lot of us are working professionals, so we all work hard for our stuff. And someone tripping out and going around dirty stuff is kind of frustrating.
No,
then she even lowers it to kind of frustrating.
Who's she
the most
about
forgiving aunt in the world?
She's like, I don't
she
want them.
She needs to go into politics because she literally cannot be made reactive.
No.
Mm-mm. She's like, a naked guy punched me in the face on the way to my car.
Broke into cars and dirted up.
Dirty, it's like, dirty yep. stuff with their naked bums.
Made out in front of the dumpster.
Made out right in front of the dumpster.
It's so sort okay of frustrating.
I find it mildly frustrating.
And it just is. No, it's kind of frustrating.
She's like, you know what? I'm going to say it. I'm a little upset.
I just. I'm fine.
I'm
going to
say
little,
it.
I'm peeved.
It put a little wrinkle in my day.
The Batts brothers are due in court in May.
Are we not going to decide their ages?
I told it.
Oh, you
did? Yeah. I didn't listen. 24
and 26. Sorry. I was going to have you guess that. Yeah, 24 and 21.
That's right.
So mid-40s combined. Guys, yeah.
Collectively 45. All right. Well, as mentioned, we do have a voicemail from the great...
Oh, you don't want me to... You don't want to figure out which one I should do?
No. That was
last week. The curtain was pulled up on the wizard.
Yeah, and you guys got a little... Hey, Dan, you're suspended, Dan.
Oh, aww. I'm suspended?
Yeah, you're a... Get him off, Dan.
But hey, we should say, everybody who has already subscribed to the podcast, they got that directly in, so they got to hear that little peek behind the curtain.
So, but we actually have a voicemail this week from Chris Christopherson, and apparently he was supposed to be in the movie Going in Style, the reboot. Let's take a listen.
Hey, boys, how's it going? It's me, Chris Christopherson. Hey, look, here's the deal. There's a movie coming out called Going Out in Style, and it's got Morgan Freeman, Michael Caine, and Alan Arkin. And here's the thing, I was supposed to be in that movie. I was officially cast, and I was supposed to take part in that old man love fest. When the thing is that they have my call time set at 8 o'clock, but it's in my rider that I'm not supposed to report to set until at least 12:30, and I need at least 5 days advance notice. So if you want me to be at set on Friday, you got to give me that call sheet on Monday, and it's got to be, I need like a 96 to 128 hour window. So needless to say, I did miss my call, and I'm not in that movie. But here's the thing, boys, is that I pretty much already spent all the money that I thought I was going to be earning from that movie. I've got several investments. There's a shooting range just outside of Fontana that I was going to convert into a very large pool, like a 75-foot pool that I was just going to swim in and put rocks. You know, put rocks in, you know, because you need a pool to put rocks in. And I already spent that money. I already was going to convert a mini golf course just outside of Bangor, Maine. I was going to convert that mini golf course into a giant coyote preserve in which humans could run around with coyotes and become friends. Because if you can't befriend a coyote in America, then what kind of country are we living in? Every human American should be able to lie down in bed and sleep with a coyote, and not in a sexual way, in a pure, loving, Christian way. Just lay next to a coyote. And they're looking for that money from me because I already promised it to them. So if you boys could help me out. I need to be in that movie, at least for like 5 to 10 minutes. If you could just, I could record something on my iPhone and send it to you and just have them pop it in during the credits as part of the gag reel. Because everybody loves a Chris Christopherson gag reel. All right, you know. Chris Christopherson bloopers where my pants fall down. You know, you get it. All right, bye.
All right, I feel for Chris Christopherson.
But when you get a call time, he was trying to talk about how it was.
Whatever.
Look, you get what a call time. You
do you worry about him?
Do I worry about Chris Christopherson? No, he's one of those guys that I feel like
always lands on his feet, even if it's in a dumpster.
Exactly.
Right? Am I right to say
yeah,
that?
I
he's like a dumpster cat. He'll always land on his feet.
He was
a dumpster.
In that dumpster when those kids were making out.
He was
in
the dumpster catching some Z's. So much nakedness in this episode. Thank you for doing it with us, Aisha Tyler.
You were emotionally naked to do this with us.
I bear all when
you
I come
to all.
I could say that before today.
But I always wear a jog bra.
Good yeah, I was going to say, before today, I'd never thought about what it would be like for a woman's breast to run naked. And now I know it's
so terrible.
Yeah, painful, right?
Uncomfortable. Just think. Like, if your testicles were the size of grapefruits.
Mm-hmm. And sitting on your chest.
And then run around.
I don't like that.
Yeah. That sounds terrible.
That doesn't sound great.
Horrible. Aisha Tyler, thank you for joining us on this week's Dumb People Town. You have an open invite.
This is so in your wheelhouse.
I love you guys. And, you know, I love nothing more than riffing and talking shit. I do regret coming here, but it's not because of you.
That's for a different reason.
Because I've got to erase my Google search.
But you'll just talk about it all in therapy.
She won't talk to me.
She won't look at you.
She won't even.
And everybody needs to go find out the film festival around you or when it comes out. Why do you go see
Aisha Tyler, just follow me, Aisha Tyler, and any of your preferred social, and the movie premieres in April.
Follow at Daniel Van Kirk, and we'll be back next week with more Dumb People Town. Thank you. Listen, rate, subscribe, do it all. We love you guys. Dumb, 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 dumb.